Her Mother's Cry by Roberta Gately. Read by Kate Hanford for Saga Egmont. A good book is an unforgettable journey. I hope that readers will travel that mysterious and absorbing road with me. Prologue. 911? This call is being recorded. What's your emergency?
A woman. Oh, dear God. A woman.
The caller is breathless, her words too rushed, too garbled to be clear. Slow down, the dispatcher says calmly. You're calling about a woman? Take a deep breath and tell me what happened.
I don't know.
The caller begins to cry, her sobs punctuating her words.
She jumped from the roof, I think.
Where are you?
Where are we?
The caller shouts to someone in the background, but her words are almost hidden in the crush of shouts and car horns.
The corner of Washington and Tremont, by the garage,
the caller says after a pause.
She jumped. She jumped,
she repeats.
Or maybe she fell. I don't know for sure. I heard a scream and I looked up and she was falling. Oh, God.
Does she have a pulse? Can you check? The caller shouts to someone.
Is she alive?
And then someone else has the phone. Just send help. We're not sure. Please just come. The call is disconnected, and as the call taker moves to dispatch police, ambulance, and fire, she realizes that the flurry of calls that her colleagues are logging all contain the same general information. A woman has jumped from a roof. Though the callers sound frantic, the message is clear. A woman has fallen from a height of 8 stories, and her life hangs in the balance. Chapter 1. He hadn't known that he'd enjoy watching these fools try to save a dead woman as much as he did. And the people watching, mesmerized by the spectacle, by seeing someone die before their very eyes, turning another dull, ordinary day into one they'll recount forever, depicting themselves almost as heroes for trying to save her. He could almost hear the whispers.
She was dead for sure, but I breathed life into her. That beautiful young woman.
I could feel her heart beneath my hands. I felt it come to life.
She opened her eyes and looked right at me.
The crowd was growing, concern and worry etched on their weary faces. He watched with a smile until he realized he needed to wipe the satisfied smile from his face and look as aggrieved as the rest of them. He couldn't afford to draw attention to himself. He had to blend in once again before he slipped quietly away. The emergency medical technicians packed the woman's lifeless body into the ambulance. Her lips blue, her deep brown eyes shut tight, almost as if she was knowingly avoiding the hot glare of the sun. But of course, her eyes were closed, not in sleep, but in death. So why were they doing CPR? And then he heard it. The first murmurs.
A terrible shame,
one onlooker whispered.
But maybe they can save her,
another said. Impossible, he thought, as an elderly woman drew a string of rosary beads from her bag, her fingers sliding soundlessly along the beads, her lips moving in prayer. As the first trickles of sweat gathered on his forehead, a tight knot of worry formed in his stomach. He swiped at the perspiration trickling down his face as he backed away and disappeared into the crowd. Chapter 2. Sunday, day 1. Jessie could feel it as soon as she woke. Today would be different. A bright sliver of sun seeped through her blinds, and as she sat and parted them to peer out, she knew it would be one of those perfect days. The kind you'll remember forever. It wasn't just the sun, though it was glorious to see that golden glow as she yanked her blinds fully open and pulled her window up, drinking in the fresh air. It was that the splendid days of spring had come to South Boston, when she wasn't paying attention. Already, neighborhood women were out pushing baby carriages, their young children lagging behind.